Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King MOX.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Cardinals have already played today. They picked up a nice win against the Rangers, taking 2 of 3. Trade deadline yesterday. A lot of good vibes for the Cardinals right now. And let's talk with Scott Braun, host of Foul Territory. Love Foul Territory. Maybe you just were turned on to it here recently because you can see it on Bally Sports Midwest a lot of times leading into Cardinals games. Scott, appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
Hey, Matt, I appreciate the plug. And yeah, it's awesome to be on the Bally Sports channels, open up to another audience out there in St. Louis. And I am great because we just got through the trade deadline. We did hours and hours of programming and live shows and everything. And we gave super high grades to the Cardinals, you know, top three in terms of trade deadline winners, I would say easily.
Yeah, so I want to get to that in a second, but yeah, your coverage yesterday was awesome. You're on live, in the moment. Everybody on your cast is so great. How much fun was that yesterday, being in the moment with a trade deadline that had just so many moves?
I will say this. I mean, I'd have to maybe double check my brain, my memory, but it's probably the best day of the year for what we do because we were on early and even over the weekend for trade breaking news, which you can do obviously with a YouTube channel that's fun and growing and a great team behind the scenes that's kind of always available to help to put us on like a digital show at any time. And then the players that you mentioned, I mean, it's Todd Frazier, Przinski, Kipnis, Trevor May, Eric Kratz, Jonathan Papelbon, Ken Rosenthal with us, and Cam Maben, Alana Rizzo. But you know, Ken obviously shines during this time period, so we're constantly hitting up Ken. He's coming on the show, he's giving us the latest on the rumors and everything. And then yesterday, we were on for Foul Territory, I think it was 4 to 5 hours live. And even when we take breaks on TV, on the YouTube channel, we're still going strong and interacting with fans, answering their questions. So, you know, a lot of people are doing like kind of a two screen experience. And then even after that, we now have 7 shows under our network umbrella. And one of them is actually Baseball America Hot Sheet. So right after the regular show we did, which ended at 6:30, because, you know, trades trickle in late, we broke down all the prospect returns for teams with, you know, J.J. Cooper, who's you probably know has been a star at Baseball America for many years. So I just had a jam-packed day. It was really fun. We don't have an individual Cardinal show yet, but we do have a number of other team shows and then Insider Show with Ken Rosenthal's Fair Territory. So, yeah, we're loaded. We're bringing it on digital and podcast and now on linear television.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I love what you're doing. You mentioned the high grades that you give the Cardinals. They essentially turned Tommy Edman into Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham. And to everybody in St. Louis, it feels like a win, and it feels like you feel that way as well.
Huge, huge win. I was shocked about, you know, the way this trade turned out. I cannot believe that the Cardinals didn't have to dip into the prospect pool or the significant prospect pool, right? The names that probably, you know, the diehards know about that are following for years right now, like to not have to go into that upper echelon of prospects, or I would say even the B list, is wild to me. And obviously Tommy's been a very valuable, well-liked player for years, super versatile, plays every position at an above average level defensively, more of an average offensive player, I would say, over the course of his career so far. But you know, I don't want to say there wasn't a need, because any team can use a Tommy Edman, but there was much more of a need for an Eric Fetty and then even a Tommy Pham infusion of energy. And we've already seen that over the past couple of days. I mean, you can say this better than I can, but to some of the people I spoke to in St. Louis, they said the best moment of the year was Tommy Pham's grand slam, right? Which was last night. So I just think it was the perfect deal for them. And I am shocked that they didn't have to give up anything significant. I think when you look at that trade, Matt, and what they got and what the Dodgers got too, they did well there. They needed a Tommy Edman, and they definitely need more high leverage arms, as crazy as it is for the Dodgers in the back of their bullpen. I think Michael Kopech has the potential to be very valuable there. They've had some struggles lately at the back end. They gave up prospects, but in early evaluations, and I follow that world pretty well, it looks like the White Sox absolutely bombed this trade. And you're not going to be able to totally tell for a while, but I'm just shocked that Eric Fetty has been one of the better pitchers in baseball, let alone a top 3 or 4 available guy at the deadline in terms of starters. And they weren't able to put more together for the long term. So anyway, sum it all up. And I think the Cardinals crushed it. This was not a perfect deadline because there weren't superstar names around left and right, but I think they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
If the prices would have been coming down, you would get it. But there were a lot of guys out there that, you know, a lot of other trades across baseball, especially for pitching. You like the Yusei Kikuchi move, right? What they give up for a guy who's been really struggling recently. I'm with you. I don't understand how the White Sox can feel comfortable with their return.
Yeah, they got fleeced. I think that's what happened. I hope I'm wrong, right? I hope Miguel Vargas turns into a superstar, but pretty sure if he was going to, the Dodgers would have kept him. They don't usually let those guys go away, especially guys that you know about. They've let a few slip through the cracks. Yordan Alvarez, O'Neill Cruz, but you know they're really good at keeping the Bellingers and the Seegers up until obviously they leave for free agency or you know at the end of the road for them. But those are guys that have been you know superstar players for them in the past, and they do a really good job of identifying that talent and then trading away a lot of the other talent. And they do a great job of developing in their system in general. But it is still shocking to me, you're right, that the Kikuchi return looks like that versus this return. And also, I'll bring up another one, for example. Look at Tanner Scott. This is a half a season of a high-leverage reliever, but the Padres forked up, I would say, much more than the Dodgers forked up in this deal, right? Which essentially obviously includes, you know, the Cardinals getting what they got with Fetty and Pham. So I'm shocked. We had a lot of debate yesterday with people like, you know, Saris, who you probably know, does a great job writing for The Athletic. He came on the show. We did a good debate with Kikuchi versus Fetty. He likes, you know, Kikuchi a lot, thinks he's super underrated. He'll get tapped into with the Astros and bring a lot of swing and miss to their rotation in the playoffs as well, and even down the stretch because they need to get into the playoffs. But, man, Fetty has been so solid. He's so Cardinals too, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy who throws strikes. He's had, you know, a great performance, a great, I would say, turnaround, too, in terms of, you know, what he used to be with the Washington Nationals, goes overseas just like Michaelis, and then comes back with a totally different game plan, adds to the arsenal, right? He's got a very definitive plan against righties versus lefties. You see a different arsenal completely. Like, he just figured it all out. The walks are low. The strikeouts aren't, like, elite. But this is a dude who used to strike out nobody, right? Like, he was just getting bopped around. And when he did end up having a good game here and there, it was because he got lucky and the contact went into the right places. And then he goes to the KBO. It's two more pitches. It's a big strikeout rate there. Obviously, that comes down a little here. So as you can tell, I've watched a lot of his starts this year, and I'm super impressed. So props to the Cards. And you know me. You probably know because you watch Foul Territory or listen to it. I will bring it if you messed up. Like, the Twins did nothing. It's a travesty. It's a joke the way that they're treating their fan base for putting together winning baseball the last couple of years. But, yeah, there are definitely losers at the deadline, and the Cardinals are on the other end of the spectrum this year.
Last thing for you. Does Dylan Carlson headed to the Rays, does he become the next Cardinals outfield prospect that doesn't get it done in St. Louis but finds it somewhere else?
Ooh. I mean, I think he'll be better than what he was for St. Louis. But I think, you know, it just started to spiral for him, and it's a good change of scenery. I don't think there was anything else that was going to click or change with St. Louis. I do think you have to constantly evaluate the operation and say, why are certain players going elsewhere and thriving? And how can we make sure that doesn't happen with someone like Jordan Walker next? So I don't think Dylan Carlson's going to be a superstar. He was never pegged to be a superstar. Maybe it was different in St. Louis. He was pegged to be a guy that has all of the tools at an average level and should be at least the floor of an average big leaguer. That hasn't happened yet. So I don't think you're going to look at this one and say, damn, we just gave away Randy Arozarena. I think the ceiling for Randy is much higher. He's been a much more inconsistent player, but I do think, you know, you look back at what he did in 2020 alone in the playoffs. He's a legend in Tampa Bay. I don't think Carlson's that kind of player, but I do think he'll stick in the big. And I think he'll figure some things out because you go to Tampa Bay, it's one of the best spots you can go to. They convince you that you should try something different, and it's hard to do that. But with them, they have such a track record that, you know, they can even obviously point to specific Cardinals players and say, hey, here's what we suggested. This is what worked. So I think it's good for all parties that he moves on.
Scott Braun hosts Foul Territory. You can now watch it on Bally Sports Midwest a lot of times right before Cardinals coverage. They're on all the socials and YouTube as well. You can listen on podcast. Former Cardinal A.J. Pierzynski, part of it. Eric Kratz, one of my absolute favorites. I covered him when I was in Milwaukee and he was with the Brewers. Does a great job on it. Their entire group. Ken Rosenthal is part of it as well. Also has his Fair Territory program that he does with Lana Rizzo. So much great stuff going on with the empire that is Foul Territory. And Scott Braun's a huge part of it. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time.
Matt, thanks for the plug, and I really enjoyed the conversation. So good luck to Cardinals fans the rest of the way here.
That's Scott Braun joining us here again, Foul Territory. That's that show that you see sometimes on Bally Sports Midwest. They just added it to the Bally Sports Networks, and it leads into Cardinals coverage a lot. They really do a fantastic job, and folks like A.J. Pierzynski and Ken Rosenthal being a part of it makes it even that much better. But we love Scott Braun and appreciate him taking a few moments with us. All right, we will shift the focus to you. How are you feeling out of the Cardinals outscoring the Rangers 18-2 over the last 2 days? We are here to take your phone calls, your text messages, and your tweets. We'll talk all things Cardinals baseball with you. You can call 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air. We feature you in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.